Wikipedia.
Today is Saturday, October 12th, 2024. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, Brighton Hotel Bombing. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Welcome to another episode of Wikipedia, where we dive deep into the intriguing facets of human history, innovation, and societal shifts. In today's episode, we're unraveling the complexities and the profound implications of an event that profoundly affected the political landscape of the United Kingdom, the Brighton Hotel Bombing. Picture this, a bustling seaside town in the autumn of 1984. The Conservative Party is gathered at the Grand Brighton Hotel for their annual party conference. The air is filled with anticipation. But beneath this facade of normalcy lies an ominous undercurrent, an act of terror that would seek to shake the very foundations of British governance. The Brighton Hotel bombing, as it's infamously known, was an attack carried out by the Provisional Irish Republican Army, or IRA, on October 12, 1984. The intention behind this act? To assassinate Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher and her cabinet. As we unpack this, I encourage you to ponder, how do acts of terror like this reshape not only political discourse, but societal perceptions as a whole? Now let's delve a bit deeper into the history of the times. The IRA was engaged in a fierce struggle against British rule in Northern Ireland, and this period, known as the Troubles, was marked by intense and frequent conflict. The attack on the Brighton Hotel was not just meant to cause harm or chaos. It was a political message, an assertion of the IRA's presence and resolve. Imagine the scene. At around 2:54 a.m., the night was silent until a deafening explosion shattered the calm. The bomb had been planted weeks earlier by Patrick McGee, a member of the IRA, who had cunningly disguised himself as a guest, blending seamlessly into the hotel's clientele. The devastation was immediate. 5 people were killed and 31 others were injured. Rooms were decimated, and the sincere shockwave sent ripples through the political climate of Britain. For those who were there, it was nothing short of a nightmare. Personal stories of survival and loss bring the rawness of this event into stark relief. Tragically, Sir Anthony Barry, a member of Parliament, was among those killed. Could you imagine attending a political conference, a gathering meant for dialogue and progress, only to find yourself in the midst of an unspeakable act of violence? In the aftermath of the bombing, Margaret Thatcher famously delivered her scheduled speech the very next day, defiant and undeterred. Her quote, "All attempts to destroy democracy by terrorism will fail," resonated throughout Britain and the world, embodying a message of resilience and strength in the face of adversity. How does leadership respond to terror? What kind of messages need to be conveyed to maintain or restore some semblance of order and calm? It's a conversation worth having. The political implications, however, didn't stop at rhetoric. The event triggered stricter security protocols and increased awareness about the real threats posed by terrorism. The discourse expanded beyond the mere realm of security, venturing into the ethical territories of media responsibility. How much should the public know? How should news of terror be communicated without breeding panic? This attack also raised questions about the IRA's tactics and the overall strategy of the nationalist movement. Was violence justified as a means to an end? A reminder, perhaps, that each act of terror ushers in a debate about morality, politics, and the efficacy of violence in enacting change. The Brighton Hotel bombing's memory continues to linger in the consciousness of many, symbolizing not just a specific historical moment, but a broader discussion on how to address and combat terrorism in modern societies. How do societies heal after such events? How does one navigate between justice, retribution, and reconciliation? While the attack failed in its principal objective to eliminate the government leadership, it succeeded in highlighting key vulnerabilities and igniting a resolve within the British political sphere. In a way, it's a testimony to the resilience of democracy, serving as a reminder of the constant vigilance required to safeguard it. Reflecting on this, we must consider, what can we learn from history to forge a future more resilient to acts of terror? How can we balance the scales between security and freedom, fear and rational discourse? These are questions that remain relevant today as we continue to shape our dialogue about national security and ethics in a globalized world. As we wrap up, I invite you to delve deeper into the narratives surrounding such impactful historical events. Engage with the questions these events pose and consider the larger societal constructs they challenge. Are you inspired to learn more about how democracies navigate through crises? Let this story be a springboard into a deeper understanding of how we can contribute to a safer and more informed world. Thank you for joining this episode of Wikipedia. Remember, the past is a gateway to understanding our present and sculpting our future. Until next time, keep questioning, keep exploring.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, Brighton Hotel Bombing. Thanks for listening. See you next time.